What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. Yes, we're live, and this is Mike Rivero back from his travels to the wilderness of the Far East here, or at least the Near East. And before we get into the show, though, I feel like I do have to comment on Friday's program, which took everybody by surprise in those last 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, I'd invited Brian Dawson to come on the show because he'd been deplatformed on so many other platforms, and the end result was he's been deplatformed here now, but because of his outburst dealing with what was very obviously a troll and should have just been hung up on. So for our audience members who were upset by the language that was used, we send our sincere apologies, and we're not going to allow that to happen again if we have anything to say about it. So there we go. Anyway, I had a nice extended weekend staying with friends out in Massachusetts on the shore of Buzzards Bay, and just traveling around that part of the country for a while, and having some meetings and meeting with the family, and, you know, clearing up some lingering business. And it was great seeing some of these people I haven't seen in like 10 years. So we had a really, really good time, and I've added a few more refrigerator magnets to document our travels here. So every time there's a thunderstorm, the refrigerator points north, magnetic north, which is moving a lot here. Anyway, so let's get on into it. Standard format, I'm going to do news until I run out of news. Then we're going to open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Okay, apparently Sunday evening, there was an attack on the home of a judge, a federal judge, Obama-appointed district court judge in North Brunswick, New Jersey, named Esther Salas. And apparently, Daniel and Daryl, the judge's 20-year-old son, was killed. And her husband, Mark Andrew, answered the door, was shot several times. He's in critical condition. And what's interesting is all this took place just 4 days after she was assigned a case linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the official story is that the shooter was an anti-feminist lawyer who was dressed up like a FedEx delivery man. And that's why the door was open without suspecting anything. And supposedly he then killed himself in his car. And supposedly had terminal cancer and had an axe to grind with the judge. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it because, first of all, if the guy's going to commit suicide, you know, to get a FedEx uniform, you have to go to a uniform store and buy it. So far, we're not seeing any receipts on that one here. So they're claiming he suffered from terminal cancer, trashed her in a self-published book he wrote. And here's where it gets really kind of murky. Apparently, okay, Roy Den Hollander is the name of the guy, the shooter. His bio says he worked for Jules Kroll Associates in Moscow, Russia during 1999 to 2000 and managed and upgraded Kroll's delivery of intelligence and security in the former Soviet Union. In 1996, French authorities believed Kroll's Paris operation was a CIA front. So this guy was working for a company with links to intelligence agencies, both in the U.S. and Israel, and with links to Deutsche Bank, which is the subject of the charges that the judge is going to be ruling on, whether they allowed Epstein too much latitude in the handling of his finances. Apparently, a board member of billionaire Les Wexner's company reportedly hired Kroll in the past to investigate Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently, Wexner financed Jeffrey Epstein. So this thing is getting murkier and murkier. Now, getting on to Ghislaine Maxwell. Apparently, she is trapped in terms of trying to deny that she was a procuress for Jeffrey Epstein, because back in 2016, she testified as part of a now-settled defamation lawsuit brought by accuser Virginia Giuffre, who claims both Epstein and Maxwell sexually abused her. And in 2016, she testified under oath before a group of attorneys claiming that a small part of her job was from time to time to find adult professional massage therapists for Jeffrey. Now, that puts her in that kind of activity back in 2016. Now, she made a point of saying adult, but we know that some of the girls that were obtained by Ghislaine were, in fact, underage here. All right. One of the things about coming back from vacation and turning on the TV again, because I left it off for the whole time I was gone, is seeing all the riots are still going on. Portland, what is it, 50 days now? And the Portland rioters break through the barricade at the courthouse, trap people inside and light fires. And these aren't protests, they're riots. And it's important to keep that distinction. Protests, as protected by the First Amendment, involve you're marching up and down the street or you're in a public park, you've got signs, you're chanting, that's it. Okay? But when you're breaking through barricades, breaking through gates, smashing windows and so forth, that's not a peaceful protest anymore. Now, Trump is vowing to crack down on the riots by sending federal agents to cities such as New York and Florida and so forth and so on. Despite pushback from Oregon officials that federal intervention is not needed to quell the violence in Portland that has left stores burned, statues toppled, and property defaced, Donald Trump on Monday said he has no plans to stop sending federal agents into America's cities. So it's getting tense over there. So Trump is hinting more cities may face Portland-style crackdowns. Okay. Let's see. All righty. This is no longer about George Floyd. Portland Police Union boss claims elected officials are condoning destruction and chaos. And the president of the Portland Police Association ripped elected officials in Oregon for ceding the city's security to violent rioters and looters. Remember that word violent here. Now, over at the Smithsonian Museum, and the Smithsonian is an institution with a great deal of gravitas, but apparently they have now come out on its website that objective thinking, self-reliance, and planning for the future are among the signs of whiteness that have permeated through American culture. So think about that. Objective thinking is a sign of whiteness. You know, if you think objectively and clearly, you're being racist. That's what they're saying. That is absurd here. Okay, over in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis City Council wants to dismantle its police force. It may not have to. The police officers themselves may take it apart first. The city has received an overwhelming number of disability claims from law enforcement that might sideline a quarter of the entire police force. Okay. Trader Joe's will remove racist food packaging like Trader Ming's and Trader Jose's after an online petition blasted the branding that exoticizes other cultures. So they're going to get rid of Trader Ming's and Trader Jose's. It's getting really kind of silly out there. Now, the Atlanta Braves are going to get rid of the chop-on sculpture, but they're not going to change their name. They refuse to follow along the Redskins changing their name here. Now, here's a good one. Everybody's seen a crosswalk, right? And there's the walk, don't walk. And, you know, the don't walk is, you know, the red light. It's either a hand or stop or circle in a bar and everything. But the walk is always, you know, a little outline guy in white. And so now they're saying that's racist and oppressive. The little white walk guy on the crosswalk indicator is now being considered racist. Okay, turn it green. Problem solved. So let's talk about the McCloskeys. This is getting completely and utterly ridiculous. Apparently, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Garnder has been charged, or is charging, the McCloskeys with felony, not brandishment, felony flourishing, and another misdemeanor assault charge for waving their guns at a peaceful protest. That's the entire case. And so Kim was out there saying, we have to protect the right of people to peacefully protest. Well, as I emphasized before, these particular people are not peacefully protesting. They're violent. They broke down the gate into a privately owned community and poured on in. That's not protected by the First Amendment. The First Amendment does not give you the right to march into my living room with your signs and smash things up. So at this point, you know, they're charged with a felony, but the governor has already said he's going to pardon them. This is really ridiculous. The attorney general for the entire state has already filed a brief with the court saying, dismiss the charges. This is ridiculous. Needless to say, the lawyer is pressing the charges is a Democrat and an anti-gunner, probably supports House Resolution 5717, which proposes a 30% tax on firearms and a 50% tax on ammunition, which isn't going to stop the bad guys from getting firearms and ammunition. It's all about limiting law-abiding citizens, like the McCloskeys. Their guns are legally owned. They've never been used for a crime. They were used for their primary purpose, to defend their home and property against intruders who were not welcome. These were not peaceful protesters. There was no reason for the McCloskeys to think that these protesters were going to be peaceful. Anyway, over at Tucker Carlson, he's kind of a little annoyed at the New York Times. Apparently, the New York Times has a plan to dox him. And apparently, in November of 2018, an organized Antifa chapter known as Smash Racism DC showed at the home of Tucker Carlson, ringing his doorbell as their violent co-founder, Michael Isaacson, who loves dead cops and called for VP Mike Pence's assassination, led them a chant such as, Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. Now, Tucker Carlson is saying this is an incitement to violence against him and his family. And apparently there's yet another one of these lawsuits, which frankly comes across as rather frivolous. But apparently Fox News anchor Ed Henry is accused of handcuffing and raping an employee at a New York City hotel room. And the lawsuit also accuses Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity of sexual harassment. So they're just piling on the annoyances, trying to get these people to shut up here. So let's talk about Joe Biden, where a lot of people wish he would shut up, because every time he opens his mouth, nonsense comes out. Apparently, during this latest interview, he became totally incoherent and says his campaign has, quote, voter registration physicians, end quote. So 77-year-old Joe Biden yesterday became totally incoherent during a softball interview on MSNBC and told host Joy Reid his campaign has voter registration physicians in the states to allow for voting in place. And nobody's really sure what he meant by that. CNN is pushing Joe Biden as a man of faith who can win over the evangelical voters. Now, the liberal media mocks and disrespects people of faith in America all the time. But now that we have an election coming up, CNN rushes in to prop up Joe Biden as some sort of deeply religious man, suggesting he can appeal to deeply religious voters. Where Biden's campaign is starting to fall apart is he's trying to be all things to all people. He's not taking a firm position of what Biden stands for. He's out there, he's copying from Trump, he's copying from Obama, he's copying from pretty much everybody, and he's trying to pitch his speeches to whoever he thinks is listening at this particular moment. And people are noticing that. He's not really committed to a particular agenda, a particular platform. Basically playing a game of Me Too. Trump is out there saying, buy American, hire American. Biden saying, yeah, me too. I support the same thing. The one thing Biden is out there saying that he will do if he's elected president is end the Muslim travel ban. He calls it vile. Biden is trying to panic Americans with a new climate change doomsday clock. So now he's channeling Al Gore. Now, Joe Biden claims he is vetting four black women as his VP pick, but refuses to say who they are exactly. And he promises his administration will look like America. Now, he's got four black women on his VP list. He has not committed to picking the black woman, a black woman. I want him to pick whoever's best qualified. Period. End of discussion. But we'll see what's going to go on here with this. I'm just concerned that Hillary Clinton is on that list as well. Joe Biden is now courting Trump-hating Republicans. He got John Kasich to speak at the Democratic National Convention. Not that it's going to be all that much. I'm sure it'll be televised, but so far hardly anybody's signing up to attend. I think the last count was something like 350 people. Basically the delegates, and that's going to be it. Okay, now, this is an article, actually a video, that came out of Investment Watch blog, and it's titled, Clinton Begins Presidential Run and Acceptance of Nomination on MSNBC. And it says her plan right now is she's going to be nominated as the VP, then steal the election, then Biden will admit through his handlers he's not fit to serve, and we'll all be billed as happenstance and coincidence, and oh, gee, we had no idea. But that seems to be the path that she's following. I don't think she can get up there at the convention and take the nomination. She may try. She could try. But one way or the other, I mean, she still wants that Oval Office. You know, when Bill Clinton was president, when he was not in the Oval Office, she would use it. She'd walk right on in, sit down at the Resolute desk, and act like she was the president. Let's see. Article from stationgossip.com. You're reiterating, the DNC Milwaukee convention continues to shrink. Latest prediction of only 350 attendees. Nancy Pelosi is out there saying he'll be leaving about Donald Trump. Donald Trump will be fumigated out of the White House if he refuses to accept defeat. And she was responding to Trump suggesting the election might be rigged. And he'd have to see what he'll do if the election works against him. Now, up in the New York election, the Republican is winning the regular vote, you know, where people go in to the balloting places and they're winning 69% to 30%. But when those mail-in ballots are counted in, the Democrats have almost pulled equal with only 5.3 points difference. That alone tells you right there, the mail-in ballots are the primary vector to steal this election. Already we have all these people out there saying, well, you know, Donald Trump better accept the results. We're going to steal this election and he better go quietly or we'll give him what for. Alec Baldwin is out there saying Trump might use armed forces to stop the election in November. Knows what's going to happen. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. And one of the things that was interesting about my travels this last weekend was going from state to state, seeing how the requirement to wear masks changed, the self-isolation changed, the social distancing changed. Going through the Philadelphia airport, all the stores and restaurants and everything were closed down. Everyone had to wear a mask. And except for the ticketing and the gates and TSA, everything else was pretty much closed. Anyway, down in Kentucky, this couple can't travel more than 200 feet from home after authorities slapped a pair of ankle bracelets on them following an argument over COVID-19. And they said, we don't want to self-isolate. So Elizabeth Linscott tested positive for the virus last weekend, despite having no symptoms. That might be a problem anyway. Those tests that are out there, there are so many false positives and false negatives. It borders on being useless. So they're out there with their ankle bracelets on here. As of Monday, Walmart required all shoppers to wear face masks. We got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back after these two words. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is still in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We don't have any angels who are pouring gobs of money all over us to control what we're saying. I think Friday afternoon probably proved that. So we need your help. We rely on you, the listener, to keep us on the air here. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, so we're getting on back to this face mask situation. And as I said, as of yesterday, Walmart is requiring all shoppers to wear face masks. It was sort of an optional thing before. Now it's mandatory. Apparently in Cuyahoga County in Ohio, Mike DeWine's order mandating use of masks in high-risk areas has prompted the county to set up a hotline that allows people to report others for not wearing masks. It's a snitch line, like the Nazis used to do, get people reporting on each other. Down in Broward County, they've issued an emergency mandate that citizens have to wear masks in their own homes. That's just a little bit out there. Anyway, a woman who refused to wear a mask in Starbucks to sue is getting ready to sue the barista. I don't know why they call them that. It's basically the person who mixes up the coffee and serves it, but they call them baristas. So a San Diego yoga instructor who refused to wear a mask in Starbucks says she plans to sue the barista who wouldn't serve her. And Amber Lynn Gillis took to Facebook earlier this month in a now-deleted entry, posting a photo of the barista, Lenin Gutierrez, complaining that he refused to serve me because I'm not wearing a mask. Next time, I will wait for cops and bring a medical exemption. All this fuss over the mask, and the masks, just they're not effective. I mean, when you consider how small a viral particle is, certainly the homemade masks are not effective. Cigarettes, cigar smoke can get through them. You know, I'm talking about the hook over the ears, those bluish ones. They're completely useless. Drywall dust gets through them, and drywall dust is 10 times the size of the virus particles. Okay, story coming out of yourdestinationnow.com. Flaw in manufacturer's testing system for coronavirus used by labs across the U.S. causing false positives. In other words, the test is coming back positive even when it shouldn't be. There are so many false positives and false negatives that you'd get just as good results flipping a coin. China is saying that there's a new unknown disease spreading across China. It's deadlier than COVID-19. They don't know where it came from. See what happens. Now, over in New York, Cuomo's threatening to close all bars and restaurants if stupid crowds and business owners continue to ignore social distancing rules, despite hospitalizations reaching their lowest since March 18th. So Cuomo has threatened to reverse New York City's reopening plan and close all bars and restaurants because too many are allowing large groups to gather. Now, one of the things Cuomo did is he basically said that you can't sell alcohol all by itself, that you can only sell alcohol if you're serving food as well. Well, this has resulted in bar owners coming up with $1 menus. You know, $1, a little bowl of onion rings, something like that. So technically they're serving food and they can sell alcohol. Good way to go here. All righty, getting into some other news here. A Russian tech entrepreneur on Monday began a defamation claim against the British author of a controversial report at the heart of the 2016 U.S. election meddling allegations, first leaked to BuzzFeed. This is Christopher Steele. And the so-called P dossier, which we now know was completely fake. And in it, Christopher Steele named this Russian tech entrepreneur as being part of the Russiagate scandal, which now we know that was fake as well. And so this tech entrepreneur is suing Christopher Steele personally. And I hope he wins. I absolutely hope he wins. I want to see some of these people who were lying to the world get their comeuppance. We're hearing rumors coming out of John Durham's investigation that plea deals are already being negotiated. Joe DiGenova says U.S. Attorney John Durham is working guilty pleas with various deep state actors involved in the Trump coup attempt. I think we need some jail time for some of these people. All righty, turning to the international news now. Early on July 20th, yesterday, positions of the Syrian army came under shelling by militants in the villages of Furu, Basa, and Beit Hasno in the southern part of the Idlib de-escalation zone. In response, government forces struck positions. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials. All right, let's put this on hold. We'll come right back to this after these words from us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about events in Syria, where there seems to be a drone war in the process of escalating. And apparently a few days, local tensions increased just a few days after a key infrastructure object of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham in Idlib became the target of a drone attack. Apparently back on the 18th, three suicide drones hit facilities of the Watad Petroleum Company in the town of Saramata. This company is controlled by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and has a monopoly on the fuel market in Greater Idlib. It is deeply involved in oil trafficking with nearby Turkish-occupied areas in northern Aleppo and responsible for the illegal import of fuel from Turkey. A notable part of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham's revenue is generated by Watad. Now, Israeli missiles hit several sites in Damascus, wounding 7 people, and apparently Israel did this in response to plans to deploy air defense systems in Syria. So I don't know what Israel is thinking about, because if you go in and you carry out an air attack or missile attack on Syria, what's going to be their first reaction? Build up their air defense systems. But Israel's out there saying, oh, this is all Iran's fault. This is all Iran's fault. So, of course, we have to go in and basically bomb it, because, again, it's all about keeping Syria defenseless and wide open for eventual invasion, which is not going very well. I think we can all agree on that one. Egypt authorizes sending troops to Libya. This risks a clash with Turkey. That could be the next flashpoint. That's all we're waiting for, a flashpoint that'll really start World War III for real. So apparently yesterday, Egypt's parliament gave military junta leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi approval to deploy troops into neighboring Libya, following up a similar authorization from Libya's Tobruk parliament, which is loyal to General Khalifa Haftar and is seeking an intervention on their behalf. This is the latest of Haftar's several multi-year bids to take over Libya. Egyptian airstrikes are common, but a direct ground invasion is highly risky because Turkey already has troops in Libya. They are backing the alternative government in Tripoli. This looks tailor-made to be a proxy battle over Libya. Anyway, the U.S. warship Porter entered the Black Sea on Saturday to take part in an annual NATO exercise, days after Russia placed its Black Sea forces on alert. Seabreeze 2020. Amazing, these names they come up with, is co-hosted by the United States and Ukraine and involves more than 2,000 personnel from Bulgaria, Georgia, Norway, Romania, Spain, and Turkey. It'll run through the 26th of this month, focus on warfare areas such as air defense, anti-submarine warfare, damage control, search and rescue. A Navy P-8A Poseidon sub-hunter aircraft is also participating. Now, here's what's interesting. According to the news release, the Navy release, the exercise will take place exclusively at sea to help mitigate COVID-19. In other words, they don't want the sailors going on shore. Nobody will be allowed to go on shore because they don't want to get them infected here. The military has a real problem with COVID-19. Their rates of infection are much higher than ordinary civilians because they're crowded together more. All right, Beijing is warning all the countries in Southeast Asia to beware of U.S. sabotage and saying to be on guard against U.S. attempts to sabotage the region's stability by inserting itself into the South China Sea disputes. The comments by Huang Zilian followed a hardening of Washington's position on China's claims in the sea and come after an op-ed in which his American counterpart, Song Kim, declared Washington support for Manila in the West Philippines Sea. This is the term Manila uses to refer to the portion of the South China Sea. It claims as part of its exclusive economic zone and includes areas claimed by Beijing. China is also saying that the U.S. is pressing the accelerator to trash relations. As the Trump administration takes fresh aim at China for a list of grievances ranging from intellectual property theft to the coronavirus pandemic, Beijing fired back by saying the U.S. is possessed by such evil and is therefore to blame for deteriorating relations. Some in the U.S., driven by ideological bias, have been sparing no effort to paint China as a rival or even adversary, smear and attack China, and encircle and contain its development. The U.S. is pressing the accelerator to trash China-U.S. relations while China is putting the brakes on. Well, maybe. Meanwhile, the U.S. is deploying B-1B bombers to Guam. They've tended to be used to threaten North Korea, and a new deployment this week sees a pair of B-1B Lancers arriving in Guam after a brief stop-off in Japan to participate in a joint exercise. Though such bombers tend to be used for operations near North Korean airspace, officials are also emphasizing the U.S. tensions with China in the South China Sea. It's hard to imagine that with China's substantial air defenses, these deployments would be likely to see use against them. The South China Sea, however, seems like it's going to be an ongoing issue as the U.S. insists they will never accept Chinese claims on islands in the area. The Chinese, however, show no interest in giving up on any of those claims. All right, the P5+1 deal is now 5 years old, or the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. How the U.S. squandered an unprecedented diplomatic opening with Iran? Well, they didn't really squander it. They never wanted it. The long-term goal is war with Iran, because that's what Israel wants. The deal, the P5+1 deal, was never intended as a grand bargain, but by stopping the nuclear capability clock for a decade and a half with intrusive inspections, it offered an off-ramp, conducive to diplomacy and a stepping stone to a mutually brighter future. But that's not what our government wanted. Our government knows Iran is not building nuclear weapons. Iran has no desire to build nuclear weapons. like Iraq, is an excuse to engage in hostilities, to try and regime change another country. Anyway, apparently there's been another explosion in Iran, this one at a central Iranian power plant. And the explosion took place at a power plant in Iran's central Isfahan province on Sunday. And apparently the blast did not disrupt the plant's electric supply to customers. Meanwhile, the damage done at Natanz, they have pretty much established there was a bomb. It was deliberate sabotage here. All right. The House of Representatives have passed an amendment to the upcoming National Defense Authorization Act, specifically forbidding any spending to carry out a live nuclear weapons test, which Donald Trump is reportedly keen on. And the vote passed heavily on party lines, 227 to 179, will set up a fight to reconcile this NDAA with the Senate version, as the Senate's version has an amendment from Senator Cotton that sets aside $10 million specially to reduce the time required to conduct the test. The U.S. hasn't conducted a live test in decades. But President Trump sees a quick test as leverage to try and get his way on nuclear arms limitations talks, which have been stalled on U.S. demands that China agree to participate. Now, a live nuclear test is going to trigger a large international backlash, and it'll probably result in other nations going back to testing, below ground testing, but still testing. And it will also make it difficult for the U.S. to criticize other nations for their own nuclear development when they are flagrantly ignoring international norms. Once again, we have the U.S. saying it's okay when we do it, it's just not okay when you do it. So let's talk about the economic news here, because there's a lot going on. Never before has so much stimulus been injected in the economy in a single quarter, and already they're talking about a new stimulus package. Mitch McConnell is set to introduce a $1 trillion coronavirus package next week that will give schools funds to open and extend the PPP loans, but cut extra unemployment from $600 to as little as $200. Cal Thomas is out there saying if we keep spending like there's no tomorrow, there may not be one. Now, he's not in the habit of quoting Noam Chomsky, but the line seems relevant when one considers our growing national debt. When you trap people in a system of debt, they can't afford the time to think. That's where we are right now. Everybody's just, they're on that little wire wheel in the cage, trying to crank out money to pay the bills and pay the taxes, pay the interest on the loans, pay the interest on the interest. Don't have time to think about whether it really makes any sense or not. Okay, Peter Schiff is out there explaining how the government loans created the student loan crisis. Now has so many college graduates trapped, still living at home. The central bankers really seem to think that the stock market reacting negatively to 50 million people unemployed and minus 30% GDP is somehow abnormal and a mystery. Okay, British Cruise Operator Cruise and Maritime Voyages has collapsed into administration. That's the British term for bankruptcy, putting 4,000 jobs at risk and canceling all customer bookings. The Essex-based company, which has seven small to mid-sized cruise liners, said it had ceased trading and closed offices in Australia, France, the U.S., and Germany. More damage from the coronavirus hysteria. Airlines begin huge job cuts, high unemployment now permanent as economy collapses. We noticed that when we were traveling this last weekend, that all of the airports seemed to be running on bare-bones staffing. You know, there were a lot of lines, we got taken care of. Nothing really bad happened. But we just noticed how thinned out everything seemed to be. Okay. Remember Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein, 1 year ago, had part of his hand shot off in a lethal attack by a gunman at the Poway Synagogue he founded. And he received an outpouring of support that included meeting President Trump. Well, apparently, about a week ago, he pled guilty to federal charges of tax fraud and wire fraud Tuesday. He pled guilty in his role in several long-running multi-million-dollar schemes involving tax, real estate, insurance, and grant frauds, some of which went all the way back to the 1980s. Omar Mizell, the acting head of the FBI in San Diego, said the investigation uncovered $18 million in complex financial schemes by Goldstein and co-defendants, with the rabbi at the center of illegal activity that went on for years. Secret Trump order gives CIA more powers to launch cyber attacks, like they needed any more permissions. The Central Intelligence Agency has conducted a series of covert cyber operations against Iran and other targets since winning a secret victory in 2018 when President Trump signed what amounts to a sweeping authorization for such activities. Okay. Now, a little bit of science news here. If you ever get to Hawaii to visit, and by the way, if you do, don't stay on Oahu. Oahu's got all the problems of a big city. And yes, there's luau's and the Polynesian Cultural Center and everything. But if you really want to get the flavor of Hawaii and the experience, get to the outer islands. And if you get to the big islands, you might want to take a trip up to the Mauna Kea Observatory. So anyway, astronomers at the Gemini North Telescope atop Mauna Kea have witnessed the afterglow of a short gamma ray burst located an astonishing 10 billion light years away in another galaxy, one of the most distant such phenomena ever witnessed. Now, gamma ray bursts are the biggest explosions that we know of in the universe, and they're lethal. They're gamma rays. There is evidence in the fossil record that Earth has been hit by a gamma ray blast from a nearby star and resulted in one of the great die-offs. If you look at the fossil record, there have been several periods in history where most life on Earth was wiped out. We're all familiar with the asteroid, the Chicxulub asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. But there are earlier ones as well in the fossil record going all back to Cambrian times. So there's something to be avoided here. Okay, five more asteroids are inbound this week. NASA is warning of an upcoming flyby closer than the moon. This is going to happen on September 1st from asteroid 2011 ES4. It measures 160 feet in size. It's expected to buzz the Earth on September 1st at 10:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, even if it strays off course and actually hits us, it would not be the end of life as we know it, but it would certainly pack a bit of a punch. Oh. Astronomers discover obscured galactic wall with thousands of galaxies. And what they're talking about is when you look out into the universe, the galaxies aren't randomly distributed. They exist in these very, very large structures linked by gravity. And apparently there's this really large structure that stretches along the southern border of the universe. Now, you can see through it. It's really just a way of sort of codifying where things are in the known universe here. All right, German scientists have announced that the moon is actually 80 million years younger than we thought. And there we go. So planetary geophysicists have used a new numerical model to determine the moon is in fact 85 million years younger than previously thought. And scientists at the German Aerospace Center led by Maxime Maurice produced a model to more accurately calculate what exactly happened when the protoplanet Theia smashed into a nascent and still forming Earth about 4.425 billion years ago. Now, previous estimates had suggested the moon formed about 4.5 billion years ago, but it doesn't look a day over 3 billion. Actually, that Theia protoplanet theory is starting to come under criticism as well. They're not sure that that really is what happened after all. It has to do with the chemical compositions of the rocks here. Apparently, mummies of two high-status Egyptians have discovered in an ancient temple on the Nile Delta, and they add weight to the theory that Cleopatra was also buried there as well. They've never found her tomb. Meanwhile, the fossilized foot of a three-toed dinosaur that lived in Brazil 115 million years ago is identified as belonging to a new species, rather, that may be a forerunner of today's birds. A lot of people don't understand that. The dinosaurs are still around. They're called birds. And they're discovering in the fossil record that a lot of dinosaurs, like the raptors, actually did have feathers. Raptors that were totally featherless, like Jurassic Park, that wasn't what they looked like. They were covered with, you know, like light down. They couldn't fly, but they had downy feathers. Okay, we got to take a break for commercial. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Sawad al-Azawi is the director of the doctoral program in environmental engineering at the University of Baghdad, and she's been researching radioactive contamination in Basra for years. And She's basically published studies showing that cases of leukemia in children in Basra increased by 60% between 1990 and 1997. The number of children born with severe birth defects increased by a factor of 3. All of this traced back to depleted uranium weapons. Now, depleted uranium is what's left over after you enrich uranium for the use in bombs. And while it's not as radioactive as the fissionable materials, it's still dangerous. But it's very, very dense, more dense than lead. And so the United States and Great Britain and a few other countries now use depleted uranium to make the slugs on their artillery shells with, as opposed to lead. And so they'll connect more kinetic energy to the target. But in the process, they vaporize. And so you have this depleted uranium, literally dust floating on the air. And if you breathe it in, that's it. You're going to get cancer. But nobody seems to be too worried about this. It's the one downside about wars. War justifies doing whatever you want to do. And if it has a long-term cost, well, that's somebody else's problem. Ought not to be that way, but it is. Now, the United Arab Emirates has become the first Arab nation to launch an interplanetary expedition. They have launched its HOPE probe to Mars. And they launched it from Japan's Tanegashima Space Center. Okay. And I wish them luck. I really do. I would like to see space be a place of peace and cooperation for as long as possible. All righty. Now let's see. Apparently, the GOP has won a major election integrity lawsuit in Florida where Dems sought taxpayer-funded mail-in ballots. Those mail-in ballots are going to be a problem. And Trump better do something about it right now, or he's definitely going to be losing the election in November. That could prompt a constitutional crisis if he gets up there and says, I think this election was stolen. But then Hillary said exactly the same thing when she lost in 2016. The country more or less survived. So, anyway. Let's see. U.S. accuses supplier for Amazon, Apple, Dell, GM, Microsoft of human rights abuses. The company whose tech helps power phones, tablets, and wearables is accused of helping China's campaign against the Uyghur Muslims. Some states and cities are raising taxes amid the pandemic. More tax hikes coming. Let's see. Hillary Clinton. Oh, we got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.